This next section I have entitled Making Withdrawals from My Heavenly Account. Maybe this is new to you. You have never heard of a heavenly account, and certainly you have not heard of making withdrawals from your heavenly account. You're going to find that this subject is very important to you when you are short on funds. Maybe you are behind on some bills. You need to have repairs done on your car, or you need to buy some new clothes, or you just want to bless a ministry that has blessed you and your family, but you simply don't have the money to do that right now. So what can you do? In the kingdom of God, when you sow seed or give money or whatever into the kingdom of God, then you are actually making deposits in a heavenly account. And like any natural banking system, you make deposits into your bank account, and from the bank account, you can withdraw money from your account whenever you need the money that's in the bank account. There are earthly bank accounts, and then there is the heavenly bank account. Maybe you had never heard that you have a heavenly account, but we pray through the scriptures I will be sharing with you that you receive this truth and start using your faith to make withdrawals from your heavenly bank account to pay your bills, have your needs met, and give to the spreading of the gospel. The Apostle Paul and Jesus had earthly accounts. Philemon 18. If he has done you any wrong in any way or owes anything to you, charge that to my account. And John 12:6. Now he did not say this because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and having the bag, the money box, the purse of the 12, he took for himself what was put into it, pilfering the collections. From these two scriptures we learn that the Apostle Paul and Jesus had earthly accounts. There's also an account in the Old Testament of earthly accounts. 2 Chronicles 31:11. Hezekiah commanded the people to prepare chambers, in the Hebrew, its storehouses, in the house of the Lord. We can have earthly bank accounts, but we must remember we cannot put our trust in them. Now let's look at some scriptures that reveal the heavenly account that we lay up deposits into, and then also we can make withdrawals from this heavenly account. Matthew 6:19. Jesus is speaking here, and he said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. But where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Philippians 4:14. "Notwithstanding, ye have well done, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also, that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again into my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor, a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Luke 12:33. "Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth." We have a bank account in heaven that does not fail, and it is not subject to theft, ruin, corruption, or economic conditions of any kind. The Philippians had established an account in the Bank of Heaven. Let's read about it in Philippians 4:15. No church but yours went into partnership and open account with us. The Philippians, like you and me, opened a heavenly account by their giving. Philippians 4:17. Not that I seek or am eager for your gift, but I do seek and am eager for the fruit which increases to your credit, the harvest of blessings that is accumulating to your account. Here's some other translations of Philippians 4:17. I seek fruit which occurs to your account. Another translation says, I am anxious to see abundant returns placed to your account. Another scripture translation, I am anxious for the interest that accumulates to your divine account. Another translation, I seek for the profit which increases to your account. And another scripture translation, what I value most is the interest that is mounting up in your account. Here are a couple of scriptures that tell us more about laying up or making deposits in your heavenly account. Matthew 6:19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. 1 Timothy 6:17. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Now we're going to get into the section where we are going to find four ways to lay up or deposit into a heavenly account. And the first way is by tithing. Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. The Lord wants us to prove him, that when we tithe, then he will open the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing. We don't have room enough to receive it. So tithing is the first way to make deposits in your heavenly account. It pays out better than any earthly bank account because it says that we will not have room enough to receive it. That's supernatural. Then the second way to deposit in your bank account in heaven is investing in the gospel. Mark 10:29. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now and this time houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. Notice the hundredfold for investing into the gospel. You won't find that on any earthly bank account, will you? Another way to deposit into your heavenly account is giving to the poor. Proverbs 19:17. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. And then Matthew 19:21. Go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. You're never going to lose when you give to the poor, because the Lord promises you when you give to the poor that you are lending to Him, and He will repay it again to you. Then the last way to deposit in your heavenly account is giving as a praise to the Lord God. 1 Corinthians 16:29. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come before Him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. We clearly see that through tithing, investing in the gospel, giving to the poor, and giving as a praise to God, that we actually are making deposits in a heavenly account. What better reason to give than to praise the Lord? He is so faithful to us. He is worthy of our praise, and especially the praise of our giving. Now, we've talked about ways that we can make deposits in our heavenly account, and then let's get into this making withdrawals from that account. Like any earthly account, we can make withdrawals from this heavenly account. So how do we do that? At any earthly bank, you have to fill out paperwork and present it to the teller of the bank, and they give you the money that you have requested out of your bank account. We have to make sure that if we're going to make a withdrawal, that we always have the money in the account to cover all the withdrawals. You've made deposits in your heavenly account as you have given the tithe, invested in the gospel, given to the poor, and given as a praise to God, and so now you can make withdrawals from your heavenly account. Just like any natural bank requires a withdrawal slip, you need to create a withdrawal slip for your heavenly withdrawal. So let's get started on creating a heavenly account withdrawal, and then we can submit it to the teller of heaven. First, we need to decide on the amount that you need in your household. You need to be exact and single-minded about the amount that you need. Decide and write down the amount you need, listing all needs, debts, and desires. Then use this scripture in James 1 to base your faith on this withdrawal and to remain single-minded. This withdrawal is coming to you now. James 1 and verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Again, use this scripture to base your faith on this withdrawal, and then you won't start doubting that it's coming to you. Number 2, get in agreement with people of like faith. Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. This faith agreement for your withdrawal is so important. There is no greater agreement on earth than the agreement between a husband and a wife. This is an impenetrable shield, and the devil cannot get through. Make sure you keep out of strife with each other, for strife opens the door for the devil to step in. If you are not married, then you still need to get somebody of faith to agree with you. A pastor or a spiritual counselor. Someone who lives by faith in the Word of God. Number 3, claim what you need by faith. You make your withdrawal by faith. Mark 11:23. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, What things soever ye desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Be assured, confident, that you have sowed financial seed and tithed, and so now, then, you have a heavenly account. You claim what you need, withdrawing that amount from the bank of heaven. You make the withdrawal by the words of your mouth and say something like this, Father, I make a heavenly withdrawal right now of the finances that I need from my heavenly account. I believe I have now received the withdrawal I desired from heaven in Jesus' name. Number 4. Bind the devil and his forces. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Your spiritual enemy will try and stop you from making this heavenly withdrawal because he wants to hold you to his world system that keeps you in financial limitations, what you have and can do, and so you need to stop the work of the enemy from trying to stop your withdrawal. And so you speak to the devil and his forces and say, Satan, you and your forces, take your hands off of my money in the name of Jesus. You release it, and you let it go now. This provides the free access for God to be able to get the heavenly withdrawal to you when you bind the work of the devil and his forces. Number 5. Loose the angels to go get the heavenly withdrawal. Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Speak to the angels and say, Ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to me an heir of salvation, I loose you angels to go and get my money now. Go to the bank of heaven and make my withdrawal. Number 6. Continually praise God for the heavenly withdrawal. This is a very important part, praising God for the heavenly withdrawal. Psalms 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continuing to praise the Lord keeps your faith on a high level. Praise keeps the answer before you and keeps you in a place of receiving from the Lord. Just continue to praise the Lord for the withdrawal. You can say something like this, Father, I have by faith made a withdrawal from my heavenly account, and Father, I thank you for the finances. I thank you for the provision of heaven. I thank you, Lord God, that I can sow seed, give, and it's given to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into my bosom. Father, I thank and praise you for it all right now in Jesus' name. Number 7. Avoid strife and unforgiveness. James 3:16. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Mark 11:25. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Strife and unforgiveness shut down the ability of God to get your withdrawal to you and into your hands. You have an account in heaven, and the account is full and waiting on you to make withdrawals from your account. So start now making your withdrawals from your heavenly account. Here is a simple prayer agreement that you can use with your wife or person who is standing in agreement with you and go through together in prayer agreement. Prayer agreement for withdrawal. Father, in the name of Jesus, we make a withdrawal of, and you determine how much that you need, from our heavenly bank account. We have this money in our account, and we are withdrawing this amount now. We believe we receive whatever amount you had determined. As in Mark 11:23-24, we believe it in our hearts and confess now that it is ours in the name of Jesus. We agree that we have this amount according to Matthew 18:19. And from this day forward, we will roll the care of this over on you and thank you for it. Satan, we take authority over you and we bind your operation now and render you helpless. Ministering spirits, we charge you to go forth and cause this amount to come to us according to Hebrews 1:14. Father, we praise your name for meeting our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and for multiplying our seed for sowing in the name of Jesus.